comparison to other countries is that in America, especially in Utah, we have to work harder regarding our youth. I've met youth between the ages of 7 to 10, and I was very impressed by them. In the sense that many of the schools that I've been to, wherever it was, especially where the young kids were, I noticed kids between the age of 5 or 6 and 10, they know a lot more than what our children know over here. Many of them do not know how to use a cell phone, that I do know. They do not know how to play very many video games over those countries, as much as our kids do know. The girls in those countries don't know how to put makeup at the age of 7, 8, 9, 10, or even 11, like how our girls do know. And those girls, their hairstyles are very, very simple, and their clothing is very, very simple, and likewise it applies to the little boys as well. This is showing that there is an issue between what we have in America and what we have abroad. And abroad, they have simplicity at every level, so they can focus their mental energies on the children. For example, young girls, I've noticed, in the various places I've been, they know how to clean, they know how to assist, they are very, very in public, respectful. As far as the young boys are concerned, they are no different either. They are very, very more polite, very more considerate. Not just one youth, not just two youth, dozens of them. You'll notice there is a certain pattern. Whereas you come to America and you go to a person's house, and the seven-year-old, the father will be saying, "Oh, my son, go bring some water." And the kid will wait 5 minutes, get done with his video game, then he will get up reluctantly. And he'll go into the kitchen, he won't bring the water, he'll tell his mother to give him the water, then he'll bring it. And his mother doesn't give it on time to him, he gets angry at the mother, why the mother took so long. This is happening to our 7-year-old boys in America, our 17-year-old boys in America, even our 27-year-old boys in America. Unfortunately, they are lacking that respect that they're supposed to be having for not only their community members, but even their own parents as well. And this is causing a lot of problems. A lot of, now I'm not saying people abroad are perfect, that's not what I'm saying. They have their mistakes, they have their errors, they have their weaknesses. But we have to learn as young ones that there is a saying in Arabic, "Inna al-adab wajibun," that verily adab is wajib, respect is wajib, meaning respect is highly necessary for every individual out there, whether it is that person that is young or whether that individual that is old. So that's the first difference that I've noticed between our youth. And by the way, our youth are very smart, everything. But it doesn't mean that those youth are any dumb either. Many of them are very good in math. Many of them are quite good in science. Yes, the opportunities are different. Therefore, they may not excel as you do. However, they are based on the circumstances. Many of those people are who they are. So the first thing we have to learn is the aspect of respect. You have to learn that, because that respect will take you a very, very long way. Whether you are 6, whether you are 16, whether you are 26, or whether you are 36. And that is lacking very much in America. Number two, we have a major problem in America in as far as our religious education is concerned. It is very, very weak, and it is very, very mild. And everyone is playing the same game in America. In those countries, teachers have a need, they have a want, they have a desire. They also need money, like anyone else. However, their money need is separate from their religious need. In other words, they need money, but they're not going to sacrifice the education of the youth. The youth must get what the youth needs to get. The youth must get his Quran. The youth must get the kalimas learned. The youth must get their value in as far as learning the adab or the techniques of wudu or the techniques of salah or whatever that is. So the teacher wants money there as well, but he does not sacrifice education. And in America, we have a problem. The problem is we sacrificing our Friday footballs, generally in America. We sacrificing our giving of good education, the imparting of good religious knowledge, with this in mind, that you're not giving me enough money, number one. And when you give enough money, they don't give you education, then they pat your back. Beta, you're very good. See, Beta, at least you know how to read Quran. See, my child, at least you know. See the game scholars are playing in America. The game they're playing is, you're not giving us money. And when you give us money, we won't give you education. Then we'll be nice to you and your dad, so we get good tea and coffee to drink. So this is the problem that we have to overcome in America. If we are to be successful with our youth, then there's a third aspect in America we have to overcome. That our children are only coming to educate primarily on Sunday school programs. And again, this comes to politics. And the politics is, we don't have everyday teaching in all of our masjids, for whatever reason. And if you tell the scholars to teach every day, they're not going to do it. They're going to say, well, we're not getting enough benefit. Again, they come back to that social game of economics they're all playing with. So we have to encourage our local masjids, wherever they may be, whoever they may be, that every day they have to dedicate 1 or 2 hours, 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, or 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, whatever it is, to give our children an opportunity to be in an Islamic environment. Because environment affects who you are as a person. Environment will affect your iman. Environment will affect your relationship with your children. My brothers and sisters in Islam, many of you are young. Ask anyone what is happening to our kids that are 18, 19, 21, 23, 25. Ask anyone what is happening. We all know it. Nobody plays on the texting, on the apps, that much for nothing. No one sits on Facebook for that many hours for nothing. No one sneaks in the room, and all of a sudden when you walk in, the whole screen changes for nothing. Nobody is sitting 3 o'clock in the morning, every day, 6 days a week, doing homework. I mean, if that was the case, all of our kids by 25 would be getting PhDs. It's amazing. It's amazing. Everyone acts so very busy on the computer. There is something that is going on. Am I correct? Yes. Something is going on, isn't it? You know what is going on. Everyone is part of it. So what I'm saying is, we have to now begin to re-evaluate. We have to re-evaluate. So the first thing we have to re-evaluate is respect for our elders. We have to begin, now I'm not saying people overseas are perfect, no they are not. We have to evaluate our Sunday school program, and we have to evaluate also the continual education, Islamic education, we are willing to give our children. We have to also evaluate our secular environment and our religious environment. Because secularly, we can do much better. And we are not doing better. In other words, degree-wise, education-wise, job-wise, we can do better, we should do better, and we should encourage one another to do better. That's very, very important. And Islamically, again, we have to improve our environment and our teachers, our religious scholars, who are very much not highly engaged. I mean, from all the scholars that I see in Utah, I only know of one sheikh that is highly interactive and giving his all, and that is the Medina Masjid. Besides that fellow, Sheikh Yusuf, I don't see people really having that passion and that desire and that kick in them. Yes, he's not perfect, I'm not perfect, nobody's perfect, but at least he has it in him. And I don't see others doing that. What I see them doing is, my culture, my people, let me deal with my group, and that is not going to cut it in the future of our community. So these are the challenges that I think we have to address, our Sunday school teachers have to address, even if it means some of them volunteering during the week and giving an extra 1 or 2 hours, maybe from 3 to 5 every Monday, or 3 to 4 every other day, whatever it is, whether it's the male or the female. It is something they have to do, whether it is in this masjid, whether it's in another masjid, whether it's in another community. This is something that I think we have to take seriously, because otherwise we are going to continue having the current problems that we're having even in the future. Also, I've mentioned this before and I will mention it again. We have a lot of youth here. Many of you are not coming to me and requesting letters to come.
come for the Friday Jumu'ah prayer. And this is very, very important. The only people that are coming for Jumu'ah prayer are the older folks. And you are young, you are the future. I do know, I was also a kid that went to high school. And I do know schools back then used to give us 1 hour every week or 2 hours every week off for religious purposes. I believe it is your right. Well, back then I know it was in California, it was our right. So you have to find out the rules and regulations in your school. And you have to change your schedule a little bit. Maybe have PE or an hour or whatever it is. But you have to start evaluating. And you have to find out if you can take 2 hours off every Friday from 1 to 3 or 12:30 to 2:30, whatever it is. And you have to start making an attempt to go to your local masjid. I don't care which masjid it is. Just go to it and be part of it. Maybe Coach Kamal can probably discuss this in the future or do some research on this with your working schools. Find out from them how many hours they can take out every week. Get students together, get letters from us. And this is very, very important. Because if you are not going to deal with your local masjids, then who are you going to deal with? And many of our youth are going towards seminary programs, Mormon programs, for one reason. They say, we want to be connected to something. Masjids are not giving us the opportunity, therefore we are going to go towards the Mormon churches or various other forms of worship. So this is something that you have to take into consideration for your future. So will you try to come to Jumu'ah Salah as much as possible? Try to get letters, try to get those things, try to find out about it. Am I clear on that? Are there any questions upstairs with the sisters regarding anything we have talked about?